B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Mix up meal prep at Whole Foods Market with animal welfare certified organic air chilled whole chicken for $2.29 a pound plus an extra 10% off for Prime members through January 19th while supplies last. LBF, what's cool?
The Girl Scouts have made it easier to hork down a sleeve of Thin Mints, and I'm excited.
Is that your go-to cookie?
Yes.
All righty, then. You'll never fight me for those.
Really?
Nah, it's not my favorite, but that's all right.
Good. Samoas?
Yeah, right. Please.
Caramel all right. Delights, yeah.
All right, maybe you can crush up those Thin Mints on some homemade ice cream.
Oh, okay.
New ice cream maker.
Challenge accepted. This is
new gadgets coming out of Las Vegas.
You're loving this CES.
There's so many cool gadgets. Things.
Oh, my God. This he one, should go.
He should go.
Well, no one I know. Can go this year. But
I know, but yeah. Maybe one day.
It's virtual, but there's amazing stuff coming out of there. Can't wait to hear it, Brian. And there's a house, a B&B for sale for $2 million that is a money maker.
Really?
You ever want to own a B&B?
Yeah.
This might be the one.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little morbid, but you'll make some money. Okay.
All right. Well, if you have that money and you want to buy Girl Scout cookies and you don't feel like leaving the house, because a lot of people really don't. They just don't want to go to the grocery store. They don't want to deal with anybody else. Now the Girl Scouts are making it easier because they have partnered with Grubhub to deliver the cookies. Imagine sitting at home binge watching and thinking, could really use some caramel delights right now. Grubhub it. You don't have to call some kid down the street. Although you should.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? Although you should.
Okay.
And I'm just saying that first up, but if you find yourself in a jam, now you have an option. And you can also go a contact-free order online.
Okay.
I've noticed some of my friends whose kids are in the Girl Scouts have already posted their link for their page. So it's much easier.
Definitely go Girl Scouts first.
Yeah. Could you do a whole sleeve, though, more importantly?
Like in one sitting?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. It's too minty. It's if it was, but I could definitely eat a whole box of those caramel delights.
Okay,
in one sitting.
Good to know.
I mean, I feel gross afterwards, but oddly satisfied.
Well, you can live with yourself. It's fine. You learn to live with it. Okay.
Consumer Electronics Show 2021 is going on in Las Vegas virtually, and this one came out yesterday. It's the Cold Snap. It's an ice cream maker that looks like a Keurig, and it has pods that are actually little aluminum cans that have the flavors, and you can make all sorts of cool soft serve ice cream. You can make like a mango passion fruit smoothie, frozen margaritas.
It's about the size of a Keurig, right?
It looks just like it, except ice cream comes out in about a minute. And you can make all different flavors.
Is this
like
what America needs right now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you think
what?
My kids would love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jimmy's really on that. Cool. So, and they do have non-dairy options. The problem is it's a prototype stage
now.
I know.
I hate that stage.
It's coming.
They're looking maybe 2022 when it hits retail, and it could cost upwards of $1,000.
Okay.
How much do you like your ice cream now?
Look at it this way. So, when the Keurig first was coming out, they're probably at CES, and oh, my God. There's this thing. You put a pod in, and it makes coffee. Yeah. It's great. Okay. Hey, the Lizzie Borden B&B and Museum is up for sale in Fall River for just $2 million. It's up for sale right now. It operates as a B&B, 6 bedrooms, as well as museum with guided tours. Yeah, it's listed for $2 million. The house is the site of the 1892 hatchet murders of Andrew and Abby Borden. Andrew's daughter Lizzie was put on trial, but she was acquitted. The case is still unsolved to this day. So for $2 million, you get it all: the business, you get
the
landmarks, the ghosts, the intellectual rights to it.
Oh wow!
Now the person who owns it now says it's an incredible moneymaker. They're just ready to move on. It's one of the top tourist attractions in New England. Most lucrative are the tours, then the bed and breakfast, of course, and the destination point for lots of travelers. So. You always want to own a B&B.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dave wants to.
Give it a whack.
Yeah. Give it a whack.
Let's get 40. Is it 40 whacks?
That's funny. Look at you.
Anyway, check your local listings for the B&B with Lizzie Borden. The Borden B&B. Yeah. It's 6:24. How about some Lover Boy? You like that?
Ew.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
627. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Get you over this. And then the rest of the week, nice slide downhill. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sunny and 40.
Yeah,
I know. It's sunny and 40 today. Right now in Boston, it's 33. So, LBF, we just talked about the Lizzie Borden house.
Yep.
B&B, it's for sale for $2 million in Fall River. Now, while we were playing Lover Boy, okay, your favorite band of all time, you said Dave, your husband, would be very interested in owning a bed and breakfast.
He's always talking about it.
People always talk about it.
Yes, I know.
But rarely do it.
It's just a lot of work. Yes. And I know I have an aversion to a lot of work.
Think about the amount of it is a lot of work.
With strangers.
Yeah.
You're with strangers.
I'd be a really good
cook.
You gotta
make them breakfast.
And I'm really good in the morning. The breakfast part for me, the bed, no.
Yeah. Well, you just don't want anything to do with the beds.
No, I don't want to make them. I don't want to clean. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. All you can do is make breakfast.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, hey, what's
That's
up?
Easy.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks for staying with us.
Thanks.
Get out.
Okay, Lizzie.
You could have an axe that probably
I know. I actually be perfect. I just stand in the hallways like, eh.
It's checkout time.
Did you pay?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this new show, HGTV is going to feature the B&B.
Really?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, okay.
This week on Morbid House Hunters, Jim is a sociopath with mommy and daddy issues. He's looking at the house in Massachusetts where Lizzie Borden's parents were axed to death.
Oh, the wall-to-wall carpeting has to go. I need marble floors. Easier to clean.
It's selling for $2 million.
What is it, Mother?
You don't have $2 million. You're a loser. You'll never find a home.
Shut up, Mother. Shut up.
Morbid House Hunters, coming soon on HGTV.
Oh, this one's nice. Does it have a basement?
Right, there you go. Wow. All righty, then.
Yowza.
Comes with a nice tool shed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then it,
oh, boy.
Got an axe in there.
That's a
Chop
place I
wood.
Would not want to stay.
Oh, I would.
Really?
Why not?
Why?
It's a bed, B&B.
I know, but it's got a history.
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't
murder.
I wouldn't pay to stay, but if you're going to put me up, sure.
Oh God, you have no shame.
None. Not yet. Okay.
Speaking of no shame,
then you'd have to do laundry.
Yes,
dirty laundry.
Who refused to wear a mask in a Rite Aid? Mm. I'm surprised by this, and got kicked out. Now. Now I'm not a big fan.
Not
I've
big
never
fan.
Been a huge
well,
fan.
Yeah.
But
he just wants to be a rebel. All right, there it is.
Just
Brian,
too
how
old
the roads.
Yes,
you will be a rebel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.